Have you heard a toad? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumi's lemonade. Down in the South, they got it made.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. To radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tells the Washington Times he's not surprised former First Lady Barbara Bush had nasty things to say about him after he mocked her sons Jeb Bush for what he called low energy during the 2016 campaign and former President George W. Bush for invading Iraq. The author of a new book about Mrs. Bush, Susan Page, says the former First Lady did not like Donald Trump long before that.
She called him in her diaries a symbol of the greed of the 1990s.
She spoke to the Fox News Rundown podcast. A 23-year-old man just released from prison in Ohio is not, according to DNA tests, a 14-year-old boy from Illinois missing since his mother's suicide in 2011.
Timothy's father is devastated once again.
Timothy Pitson's aunt, Kara Jacobs, the man who claimed to be the boy, Brian Reaney, could face new criminal charges. No word on a possible motive. He told police in Kentucky he'd been held captive by two men since the disappearance. This is Fox News.
Bezos announced that she and Jeff Bezos have completed the process of dissolving their marriage. She's granting him 75% of their Amazon stock, leaving her with a mere $35 billion in options. Won't you please help? For just $96 million a day, she can continue to live in the lifestyle she's become accustomed to. So please keep ordering from Amazon and help Mackenzie Bezos cope through this difficult time.
J. Scott's Random Facts. Craig Budell, who came up with the idea for that segment?
That could be a pop quiz question, so pay close attention to it.
J. Scott, I recently heard you mention a strange word in Random Facts.
Career cleat.
That's it. What does that mean?
It's actually a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh. It's just so funny.
Really, Rich? Emily Hayes, do you have a moment to talk about J. Scott's Random Facts?
Oh, all of a sudden, I have to return this text message.
Oh, well, I'll come back to you then. Bailey, the Wonder Dog, I hear you like random facts almost as much as chicken. Yeah, I thought that sounded kind of funny, too. And Ridge Thomas. Random Facts is a segment that makes it worth getting out of bed. You think there'd ever be a time when you didn't get out of bed in the morning?
You look over next to you and there's a vulture.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, Emily, give me a couple of seconds here and I'll get your thoughts on Random Facts.
I mean, it's too late if you weren't ready to worry about it.
Okay. Jay, I understand you even have a random fact about Jack Campbell.
He used to be a production assistant on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Now stand by for Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, Bailey the Wonder Dog, and Rich Thomas. And in case you didn't know, that's three men and a lady.
I see, you learn something new every day. No idea that Jack Campbell was once a production guy. It's yours truly, Greg Budell. Jay Scott will be here with Random Facts. Emily Hayes will be amused. But first, we need to start up with an active weather pattern from the Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The ground is wet and there are showers on the radar this morning. I had about 0.18 overnight.
We had almost four-tenths of an inch.
Oh, nice.
Through midnight. I did not see the morning one because I was busy getting things ready to come here.
Oh, my gosh. Omelet morning. But I digress. Cloudy today. Scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm. High temperature in the upper 70s. Perhaps approaching 80. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not everybody will get one. High in the low 80s. Sunday, high in the low to mid-80s, with a small chance of thunderstorms during the daytime, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening, Saturday night, some possibly strong, and then showers and storms likely on Monday. Right now this morning, the airport reports mist, cloudy skies, calm winds, temperature 62 at 6:09.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Since the rest of the gang is not here, let's talk baseball.
Yeah.
How about the Braves turning things around, man?
I feel happy that the Braves won that series against the Cubs, but if you're the Cubs, you're glad to be leaving, Atlanta.
If you're the Cubs, I don't know where you're glad to be going. Home, on the road, they suck.
And he's the coach is, he's livid, right?
I mean, Madden.
Madden is,
I think Madden is.
He's mad.
If he makes it through the season, I remember they're going to be very careful with him because he did win them their first World Series in
many
years.
Of course he did. Yeah.
But baseball's thing now, that they don't want to pay managers $6 million a year. And that includes the Cubs. So, and they have not renewed his contract. He's on his last year. Mm-hmm. And if this kind of horrendous start continues, they may just end it sooner than later.
Well,
managers are hired to be fired.
The Cubs have spent more money on players than any Cubs team that I know of. I mean, the last 3 years, they've spent more money than...
Well, they didn't add anybody in the offseason because they claim they have no money. And that team prints its own money.
My gosh.
So the fans aren't buying it.
It's a gold mine.
It sure is. But go Braves. Nice turnaround sweep.
How about Nick Marquez...
Five for five.
Yeah, I can't say his last name
Markakis.
Five for five, yeah. He's done it before.
Yes, good night for him.
Yep.
Right, Emily?
Baseball!
Biscuits won last night.
Did they?
In Chattanooga, the first game.
I did not catch the biscuit result.
They've now won every game this season.
I was busy laying the eggs that I brought in and made your omelet with this morning.
Is it warm in here?
Well, here's the story. Our alleged AC unit has been making snow cone ice recently.
Oh.
So, but we're not members of Clark's Club because we rent this building. So that's the landlord. We need...
Well,
we're just a renter.
Just a renter. Not even Eddie Bader can save us.
Oh, bless it. Speaking of...
Yes?
He has brought yet another $25 Capital Oyster Club.
Capital Oyster Club bar gift certificate?
Yes, for the drawing at the end of the show. The really big show!
This is great. Not only is there an omelet this morning, there's an Emily segment.
You get two for one today. And that, believe me, that Emily segment will have more ham in it than the omelet did.
I can even laugh at that.
Daddy.
I thought that was... That's right.
Oh, man. It's true, though.
I saw our TV subject. If we get on TV, we had some microwave links.
Problems.
We only had 2 or 3 minutes down there.
We have millions of viewers who are going to be really ticked off.
But if we get on TV, I noticed a lively exchange of emails.
I was I don't think you can say that word. I was very frustrated at the list that they sent.
I saw this hysterical exchange with you and the whole... starter.
Right. For instance, it mentions... stuff people we listen to musically to get us on a trip. Maybe Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga, not in my car.
No. Moody Blues in mine. Maybe a little Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic rock.
Man, those first two Chicago records, South California Purples, can we do that on the timeline? And by we, I mean you. Can you do that for the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting?
What's
South California Purples from Chicago?
Nobody knows. I don't know that song.
I've been playing their music for...
I don't know that song.
Longer than I want to admit, 46 years.
You don't know that song?
Yeah.
No, I honestly don't.
Yeah.
But if it's an obscure...
What?
She is the camera obscura of the morning show.
We'll do it the day after world peace is declared.
That hurts, Rich.
Okay, so it's just a subjective topic. You know, chance to learn about each other. Then I go over to CBS 8 at 9 o'clock... to lend my expertise on who I think is going to win the American Country Music Awards this weekend.
But you don't know South California Purple something?
South California Purples.
Purple People Eaters?
By Chicago.
I'm going over there to comment, not take a test.
So, you call them the nose...
pickers?
That's what you... Yeah, so...
I'm not talking about the music they play. I'm talking about the guy that works down in the...
Oh, I see. Okay.
So anyway, it's a big day. I'll be on TV this weekend. I'm going to be wearing my orange shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wearing sweatpants on TV because I have to. I've got my right knee is just.
You are a rebel.
I am. I'll look like some homeless person that Tim Lennox just grabbed off. What's that street there? Harrison Road.
Sweatpants in HD.
6:15 yesterday, Thursday afternoon, we had as our weekly Thursday guest, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Boy, they've got some unbelievable deals at Adams Motorsports for the month of April. First 4 or 5 months of the year is when they do the bulk of their sales until it gets to Christmas time, because people want to get ready for the great weather ahead. Rich has promised to deliver on that. It won't be long before jet skis will be common again. If you don't have one, now's the time to go get one at Adams Motorsports. They have an annual allotment of those from Kawasaki, the original jet ski. And once they're gone, they're gone. Because each year's allotment is based on the previous year's sales, and they always sell what they get. Everything, though, whether it's motorcycles by Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Off-Road Fun, or the jet ski, all of those products are underwritten by the manufacturers. So getting a loan is easy peasy. The credit standard is very friendly for the consumer, so you can get the lowest rate, get what you want, and not get stuck with a ridiculous payment. So have some fun this summer. It's right around the corner. And visit Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and open 24/7 at Adams Motorspots.com. Allen's Motorsupports.com. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 till 6. We got your local news at 6:16, and then we're back briefly before we have the timeline. Today's Baumhauer's winning word, the cheap and trashy, Jay's random facts.
South California Purples.
News and views.
And maybe TV. We don't know. They're still working on the signal.
Okay. I got to run down and get my phone, too.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged a 15-year-old with first-degree assault and discharging a weapon into an occupied building after a shooting near Lee High School Thursday. The teenage victim is in critical condition at a local hospital. The shooting happened in the 2800 block of Mallory Street. The Butler County Sheriff says a 6-year-old boy died in a house fire Tuesday night. The mother was able to get two other children out of the home. They were taken to Children's Hospital in Birmingham. The cause of this fire remains under investigation. And Montgomery's police force has grown. The police department welcomed 15 new officers at a graduation ceremony yesterday. The new officers completed weeks of training at the police academy and say they are excited to get to work. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you know what today is?
Friday. That is our biggest day. Go for broke.
Okay, you're in it now. Go for broke.
What's that?
It's Fondue Friday. Yay!
Yeah. Please, Fond, don't.
Look, I'm going to go for broke.
I'm going to go for broke.
Weekend.
The weekend.
And now I'm completely broke.
No, you misunderstand it.
What I mean is...
Just go for it.
Ready to go for broke.
Showtime, everyone!
A little business here. We are with Duncan and Sub Predict-a-thon going on for the basketball game Saturday night. And the guaranteed winner, meaning if nobody hits the precise score in their prediction, we're going to put all the names in sequence into a drawing. Now, I'm reposting, so because it's kind of buried, we put it up there.
Oh, okay.
Tell them not to post on that thing, then.
No. I am. But they're going to be counted as part of the second group.
What?
In other words, everything that's posted in this one will follow in sequence the first one.
Are you going to count all those and put them in order, or does Jay have to
do that?
You're going to have
to
do it.
So all predictions...
He's typing.
He's
multitasking right now.
Follow in sequence.
Looks like a chip shot.
The
it's about 5 feet.
Cinderella story.
That's in basketball. This is golf.
Okay, this is post.
No, in Caddyshack.
Cinderella story.
He says a Cinderella story.
Yeah, that's right.
Forgot about Caddyshack.
Don't forget about Caddyshack.
Yeah. So I think he's ready for the putt. He is still measuring up here.
So the wind has gone still now.
Traditions made in... I want to get the language right.
The thought process of Greg Udell.
Hey, you watch your language, buddy.
Okay.
There's the putt.
There it is.
There it is.
So if you haven't made
it... Oh, it just ringed the hole.
Rimmed it. Don't you hate it when that happens? It is 6:20 on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, timeline for April the 5th coming up. You may not be aware of this, but Sunday is not only...
Sunday.
It's beer day.
Just a reminder, April 7th is
National Beer Day. So drink up.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
God.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you know what I just thought of when you said it's beer day? Isn't there a magic day every year that we... Where we stop paying the government, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there is a day.
What is that day now?
That's when you have your salary becomes yours.
What month is that happen?
April or May.
Oh, okay.
And when you add all the taxes you pay, fed, state, local, whatever, and of course it differs. You know, the big problem New York has is they all ran on tax the rich, so they did, and now the rich are leaving, and now they got a $2.3 billion shortfall, idiots. Never understand that city as long as I live. It is 8:21 already.
No, man, that's not right.
No, that's not right. Now, an hour from now, we will be doing our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. It'll be based on something that Jay shares in Random Facts. Just a heads up this week, rump roast.
The rumpiest.
I don't even know her.
Rump, rump. Actually, it's one of the easiest roasts to make. I will sparkle it with the cricket dust and some of the Teddy Roosevelt seasoning that Emily helped.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Remind me, when you go to Food Outlet, would you get a couple of jars of cricket dust for
of
me?
Of course.
And I'll pay you.
I'll pay you Sunday. Gladly pay you Sunday for some cricket dust.
Today. You don't pay me anything.
Oh, I do.
You're Rich Tommy. You're my friend. How much have you done for me?
Oh, man.
What kind of a DB would I be if I asked you for money for a cricket dust?
No. Emily, you owe him $2.50.
Yeah.
Plus tax.
Large eggs, that's a dozen and a half, $1.61. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's the exact same Surefine eggs from which this morning's omelets are made.
I can just still see them almost.
Oh, and I put 2 cups. When you buy your cheese at Food Outlet, you don't have to chintz on the cheese in an omelet. There were 2 full cups of sharp shredded cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Which is $1.37.
It was sharp.
That is $2.19 at the lowest, or $2.39 at the lowest at the big chain. So do yourself a favor. Try it once. Go to the Food Outlet. Buy what you usually buy at the other store there and see how much you can start saving immediately. Cost plus 10 throughout the store on Highway 14 and Honeymoon Heaven, Millbrook. Main Street, east of Highway 31 in the preferred community, and on Coliseum Boulevard. I'm sending text to Bailey. That's every right. Sunday morning around 7:45, 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Food Outlet. 6:23, traffic, and then we're back with today's timeline and Rich Thomas's song of the day.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic working our way into a Monday morning, and things look pretty good outside. We don't have any problems on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit. Ride the boulevard is starting to see a little bit of traffic, but it's all just stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're coming in on the 31s, there are no problems for you. Good thing no rain this morning, so be careful as you head into work. Trenton State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and run April 8th through May 9th. Call Renita Scott at 442-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, the unsung hero of the day.
Here's to you, Mr. Wipe Up the Sweat Off the Floor guy. Thanks to you, there are fewer injuries during the games. Oh, sure, you used to get on your hands and knees with a towel, but now you've got a long Swiffer stick thing. Not to mention, you get to hang out with the cheerleaders. So wipe it up, dude. Wipe it up.
Once again, giving credit where little is given. That's our unsung hero of the day.
At 6:27 with the timeline for April 5th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
95th day of the year, 270 days are left. It's National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
You know, I'm still on a pizza moratorium, too.
Yeah, same. Well, I'm on a, you haven't had any pizza at all?
No pizza whatsoever.
I haven't had any fast food. But Jay did bring me a slice of cheese pizza yesterday, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, my God. I look forward to it, and I will soon.
You know who makes a great pizza? Mrs. Ritterbuttle.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
She gets the kid at Costco. They're great.
Is there going to be a day like you sometimes do in the spring when we all come over there and hang out?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. It's National Walk to Work Day.
Bailey, would we walk to work ever, you think?
No, I don't think so. Today's National Dandelion Day. Dandelions are much more than a weed. Dandelions are edible, and they're savored in soups and salads. It's rich in vitamin A, B, C, and D. Dandelions are used in making wine and tea, too. Native Americans used it for medical purposes. Discover dandelion difference today. Cost plus 10% at Food Outlet.
Oh, what a guy, thanks. My hero.
1621 on this date, the Mayflower sails from Plymouth Colony to present-day Massachusetts. 1792, George Washington cast his first presidential veto, rejecting a congressional measure apportioning the representatives among the state.
He closed the Mexican border on this date,
too. That's what he did. That's right.
About time.
132 years ago, 1887, Ann Sullivan made a breakthrough with her blind and deaf student Helen Keller by conveying the meaning of the word water to her.
I cried when they showed that film in second grade with
the miracle worker.
The miracle worker. Yeah, right. I cried in class, and I was.
Was that Sally Field playing Helen Keller?
No. That was Patty Duke.
You love me. You like me. They like me.
Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke. Bancroft.
I think you're right about the Patty Duke thing.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But anyway, I cried, and the school kids chuckled at me.
What? You said if it was Sally Field.
Patty
they're
Duke.
The same.
No, they're not.
I've never seen Patty Duke and Sally Field in the same picture.
I'm looking it up.
I mean, I bawled, and those kids made fun of me. But I was sensitive.
And now you get paid to cry.
And you were right.
I was right.
Yes. Just like me.
I don't get paid to cry.
Duke and Bancroft.
1923, Firestone Tire and Rubber Company starts producing inflatable tires. That's a game changer. What is that all about? 1951, the Rosenbergs sentenced to death for spying in their roles in passing atomic secrets to the Soviet
traitors.
1955, Winston Churchill resigns as Prime Minister of Great Britain.
We have the audio from that if you...
That's it, I'm out of here.
Said when he
but he said it with more of a British accent. Now our song of the day. from arguably the best musical act in history, here is one of their early hits. First use of guitar feedback in a song. It's the fall of 1964. John Lennon came up with this riff when they were recording 8 days a week. How about some Beatles with your toast and coffee? I'm in love with her, and I feel fine. Beatles.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so.
Hoo-ah!
I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
Fish is it?
Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so.
Boy, that's hot. Feels good.
I'm in love with her.
That's very hot.
I feel fine.
Very hot is right.
I'm so glad that she's mine.
It's only like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it's only a minute and 20 left.
That her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so.
Might be a first, folks.
She's in love with me and I feel fine.
I threw that in for irony.
1975, Minnie Riperton, number one
on
the U.S. charts with Loving You.
Every time I...
That's Maya Rudolph's mom.
Every time I hear Minnie Riperton, I think of this incompetent woman that our drunken boss hired because he heard her driving across Alligator Alley in Florida. He was great at discovering talent.
Oh, really, yeah.
Her name was Gina Bonacchio, and she was just awful. And she comes in, hey, doll, here's Minnie Riperton. I think she was hitting the Riperton.
What famous person wrote that song, do you know?
I feel fine.
No, Loving You.
Burt Bacharach.
No.
I said it with authority, though, so it felt like it was right.
Uh-huh. Stevie
Sally
Wonder.
Field.
No, it was actually Patty Duke wrote it.
Rosa Parks.
No, Stevie Wonder wrote it.
No, they're the same person.
Yeah.
Same thing. You ever seen a picture of Sally Field and Stevie
Wonder,
together?
No.
Mock me if you will. I guess you are.
1976, Howard Hughes dies on the date. Where did he die?
In his hotel. No, in Mexico.
No, in an airplane on a flight from Acapulco to Houston.
We have the audio of the plane landing.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
And it looks like Howard's not with us anymore. 1984, Marvin Gaye's funeral took place at the Forest Lawn Cemetery, Los Angeles. Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, Barry G, and Patty Duke were there.
Stop.
Stop. Oddly absent,
funny.
Sally
that
Field.
That was wickedly funny.
32 years ago in 1987, this is the day that the Fox Broadcasting Company made its primetime debut with Married with Children, The Tracy Ullman Show, and that's the show that spawned The Simpsons. On this date in 92, Sam Walton dies at the age of 74. He opened his first Walmart where?
Arkansas.
Rogers, Arkansas, yeah. Kurt Cobain committed suicide on this date 25 years ago in 94 with a shotgun blast to his head. Body discovered 3 days later. He had to be identified by fingerprints. 14 years ago, 2005, I remember seeing this broadcast. Peter Jennings told viewers of ABC World News Tonight he had lung cancer, his final broadcast as an anchor, and died 4 months later.
He also blamed it on 9/11.
He did, because he had stopped smoking until 9/11, and you know what happened. 2008, Apple's iTunes overtook supermarket group Walmart to become the largest music retailer in the world.
The world!
It was along for the days of the old record store. That's all they did.
I remember how cool it was, how fun it was to go to the record store, especially on Thursday when the new records came in. 2008, on this day, Charlton Heston died quietly at the age of 84. We have birthdays. Lily James from Downton Abbey is 30 today. Max Gale is 76. He was Detective Stanley Wojo on Barney Miller. Colin Powell is 82 today. Roger Corman, legendary low-budget director, is 93. And Betty Davis, who has Betty Davis eyes, would have had a birthday today. She died in 1989. And Spencer Tracy, this is also his birthday. Gregory Peck, Booker T. Washington. Now, On to the countdowns. We're 6 days away from the Biscuits home opener. 10 days till taxes are due. 16 days till Easter. 37 days till Mother's Day. Memorial Day weekend, 49 days. And Thanksgiving meal on the table in 238 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Final Four. Final Four is the winning word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to call a 9 at 272-9228. And we had somebody that called up yesterday and had the wrong word. So please, make a note. Don't try to remember it. It's one of our long-term listeners, too. But a contest is a contest. We got to play by the rules. So Final Four, that's the word you need to know. The number you need to call is 272-9228. And being the whimsical host that I have no idea what time I'm going to do it. So you got to listen every single minute. Or you might lose at 6:37.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Radar is active, especially in South Alabama this morning. Let me check something really quick here and see if we have any showers here locally. It looks like just some light sprinkles here and there. Cloudy today. Scattered showers around, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the upper 60s, perhaps near 80. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not everybody will get one, and it's going to be a warm day and increasingly humid. Low 80s tomorrow. I think we're in the low to mid 80s on Sunday. A small chance of thunderstorms during the daytime hours Sunday, a better chance during the evening and Sunday night. Some of those could be, you know, on the strong side, too. And I'm a little worried about the situation and the setup on Monday. With showers and storms likely. Right now, the airport reporting cloudy skies and mist with calm winds and 62 degrees at 6:37.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, we will be joining our friends on TV in just a moment. Talking about road trip music, but let's see how things are going on the road at the moment with Mr. Balaki at 6:38.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
What did Ryan say?
He said, you can't trust, and then it's somebody's name. He's an Auburn fan.
Oh, I'm just wearing the colors. I'm trying.
No. He didn't say your name.
Okay.
I think he said Clark.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking around the river region, and it is the perfect time to be out driving this morning because there are no delays anywhere. The boulevard is rolling along just fine. We don't have any problems on the interstates, and if you're coming in on the 31s, it's a smooth ride. Remember, school buses are out picking up kids, so keep your eye open for them. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping for East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9170. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime. All right, we are waiting for you to join our friends over at the Alabama News Network. Good Friday topic and what car owners listen to on a long road trip. Like this one.
There's not enough time in this segment for me to say the things that I want to say.
You went ballistic yesterday.
There's not enough time and a lot of things for you to say what you want to say.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
6:40 on this Friday morning. Ready for a road trip?
Yes.
Yes, good. The classic road trip consists of packing, filling up with gas, snacks, and then, of course, the radio. Question is, whose music are you going to be listening to on the airwaves?
Yeah, well, a new poll asked what singers we listen to the most, and the number one choice was Bruce the Boss Springsteen. Other artists receiving votes were Keith Urban, Lady Gaga, Jimmy Buffett, and, of course, Beyonce. Producer John had to get that in there. There is a lot to talk about, so let's hear from three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Not gonna hear
wrong,
any lady.
Wrong, wrong. It's all wrong.
Not going to hear any Lady Gaga in my car.
Mine either. Moody Blues, if you hear anything at all. Moody Blues.
You usually had a lot to say about this yesterday.
First of all, on a road trip.
Oh.
Oh, no.
The driver picks the music to
tell
listen
the producer
to.
We need 5 minutes.
There's not enough time. But the driver picks the music that you listen to in the car. Uh-huh. And then whoever rides shotgun has to be a good co-pilot. Right. Like if you go through a drive-thru or something, they're the ones that have to, you know, roll down the paper on the hamburger and pass it to you so you can eat while you drive kind of thing. You've got to be a good co-pilot.
Stay focused.
Emily, I'm never going on a road trip with you. This is not a dictatorship. We all get to choose a song at some point in the road trip.
No, that's not how it works.
This is a very fascistic approach to a long road trip.
Yeah, you watch your language.
Everybody's got their assignments.
Hey, I took great pride. I used to make, well, back in the day, they were mixed tapes.
Sure.
Tapes.
Yeah, I used to make one, too.
And then mixed CDs, and now they're just list on Spotify.
I sold mixed tapes out of my locker in middle school to make extra money.
Is that right?
I live in such a tight universe here in Montgomery. I listen to what goes on this radio station because I find everybody that's not me to be quite entertaining. So, you know, I listen to us. But when I'm going down, I drive down to Florida to visit my daughter. I hate flying. I'll never do it again. Mm-hmm. So I listen to satellite baseball.
Who are you?
Oh,
who am I?
That's exactly what he would do. Right?
Talk is more, I just find that more mentally engaging. The time goes by faster. It's like, you know.
Satellite baseball.
It just at least creates the illusion that you've gone further by listening to talk than it does when you listen to it. 5 minute song, you know, you've gone about 5 miles.
But if you hit the open road, when you hit the open road, you hit that stretch of where you can just set the cruise control and go.
Exactly.
And you've got the first album from Boston is the best to listen to, start to finish.
Right. Yes.
At the beginning of a road trip.
Long times.
And,
Rumors,
yeah.
A great album.
Sorry, I'm not good
Eagles.
With the IFB like everybody
Eagles
else.
Are a good long drive band.
Yeah,
had so many hits.
Yeah, and depending, like sometimes I'm on a beach trip, and I know you're not a Jimmy Buffett fan, but sometimes it's Buffett for me. A lot of times it's alternative rock. It depends on the situation.
It depends on
the
where
mood
you're going,
and what you're doing, and that kind of stuff.
If you're on country roads or something like that, Dr. Dog's
John
album
Denver.
Fate is really good for
Denver.
A country drive.
Almost heaven,
West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountain.
I get very fired up about this.
Yeah, I saw the flurry of you were. Yeah.
We're getting ready for the ACM Awards. I will be over there after the end of this show to talk to Tim Lennox today.
About my
expertise in country music.
Have them show you the green room. They've got a green room, you know.
Yes.
You know, y'all never invite us over to do anything, me or Jay.
You can deliver food anytime you want.
To say to you right now.
I will chime in and say that it has to be music and not a podcast. I was taking a trip with Logan up to Minnesota a few years ago, and she wanted to listen to podcasts, and I was doing the driving for like our 20-whatever-hour trip.
Right.
And I told her about 4 hours in, I said, if we listen to another podcast, I'm going to run off the road. I cannot do it.
How about,
see, that's it. You're the driver. You have to be comfortable.
So, Andrew, what kind of music do you like? Like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys? What is the...
No,
young.
Greg.
A lot of times I will hit Sirius XM because you're in between cities. You
yes,
know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
On 6.
Yeah.
And on occasion you hear Rich Thomas on 60s on 6.
Well, I geez too. Not lately, but
I didn't know this.
For a little while I did their weather hits during storms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Otherwise,
I know we got the rap, but I just want to set the record straight so that people don't think that I'm listening to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I'm more of like a bluegrass, folk kind of person.
Really?
Not hating on them, but just not my style.
There's an old band named Clarence Clearwater you should check out.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yes. The original Blue Velvet.
Yes. All right, guys. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Listen to some good music while you're driving somewhere.
Wrong one. You hit the wrong one. You still hit the wrong one. You need to turn up the master. You turned down the master. That's not the master.
Anything.
There you go.
Oh, now
there it is.
There I am. I thought I had died.
There we go.
It's hard, isn't it?
I suck at this job.
The two buttons, they're exactly the same, and they're right next to each other.
They look identical, too.
I know. It's Sally Field, Patty Duke, right there.
Stop it!
I'm going to call this one Sally and this one Patty.
Yeah, there you go.
I love how we run with these footballs. Ooh, now I'm very loud.
I can talk like this and still be loud.
Incorrigible.
He's getting there. He's getting there. All right, coming up, we have previews of a couple of movies opening up this weekend and more in The Cheap and Trashy, just moments away. 646.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time to greet the end of the week. It's Friday. The week's been rough. It's really been tough. You're glad that Friday's here. Can't do without this day. Let's shout it's Friday. Friday. You're watching the clock on the weekend. Not you're glad that Friday's here. Monday's finished. Tuesday's over. Wednesday, Thursday, done. Ready for a break. Well, there's no more wait. It's Friday. Started off right and party tonight. You're glad that Friday's here. You're glad it's Friday.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Every
Everybody's in it.
All right, let's begin with the movie opening this weekend, one of which we know Jay Scott plans to see. This one.
Now open, Shazam, a 14-year-old boy turns into an adult with superpowers. It's like Big meets Superman. Shazam, in theaters.
Those Gomer Pyle story.
Stephen King's classic is remade for theaters in Pet Sematary. Things die and come back to life even worse than before. Kind of like what they did with American Idol. Pet Sematary, now open.
Yeah, I wonder why they have so many of Stephen King's best-selling books just have not made good movies.
Well, they're starting to.
The first Stephen King novel I ever read was Salem's Lot. And that was really a great story. But when the movie came out, it was almost like...
Stand By Me was a fantastic movie.
And that's the biggest of all.
I keep forgetting that.
Shawshank Redemption was a great movie. Yeah, Green Mile was good.
Quebec!
And then, of course, now, those are some of his non-horror films.
But It was amazing.
But It is starting to turn the corner there.
It!
Yeah. Second one comes out September.
I know!
Ouch!
Right before Joker comes out.
That's why your microphone is here.
I've only got two of these things called ears.
With your fake news photo yesterday.
What? That I'm fake deliberately news photo.
That
it's not fake news. You had my mic turned down. That's not fake news.
It's not turned down. It's adjusted. Your mic is different than Rich's and mine and Jay's.
Your voice is different than
Rich's and mine and Jay's.
Boys and girls are different.
That's our subject in the random facts.
Well, I think that's enough for me today.
Oh, now, come on, Ems.
I'm going to take my toys and go home.
Emilia, come on, please. Don't. All right, I already told you about Jeff Bezos. His wife is going to have to scrape by on $36 billion. She's only getting a fourth. And he's keeping the Washington Post. Too bad. So sad.
Maybe they kept the receipt from that and they can exchange it.
Hopefully somebody interested in journalism will do something with the Washington Post. Charlize Theron apparently... So somebody needs to grow a pair and step up because she's ready to date. Well, what does that tell you about Charlize Theron if somebody needs to do that, to date her?
Somebody needs to do what? What do they have to do?
Ask her out. She wants somebody to ask her out.
And I guess it's a problem for some famous, beautiful women. Every guy just says, I ain't got no chance.
Why can't she just ask somebody out?
Maybe she's done that and she's tired of doing that. Maybe she's like, fine.
Well, life is hard. For me.
Robert Downey Jr. got love from several of his fellow adventurers.
What?
Fellow of
Avengers.
Seven of his fellow Avengers sent him birthday gifts yesterday.
That's wonderful.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Moving on.
he has been forced to postpone all his tour dates because he fell recently. What a surprise. He aggravated an injury suffered when he wrecked his ATV 15 years ago. Remember that? Almost killed. I remember Terry Adams telling him, what an idiot. Jack Osbourne was sitting outside a coffee shop in L.A. yesterday when a homeless man randomly walked up and punched him in the side of the head unprovoked, and he wasn't even wearing a Trump hat.
Well, dang.
Prince Harry has always been the fun one of the royal family, but now he's getting old and boring, just like Bonnie Prince Charles and all the rest of the crusty, upper-crust palaciers. He's... waging war on the world's favorite pastime, Fortnite, he says. It's like waiting for the damage to be done and kids turning up at your doorstep and families being broken down. He thinks it's been a societally destructive force.
He's called for it to be banned.
Well, I'm not into banning anything, but come on.
I don't know what, and I'm glad I don't know what how addicting Fortnite can be.
I have not even given it a chance. I look at it and I was like, that doesn't appeal to me. I don't really want to play that. And so I haven't.
Is it a period piece?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's nothing like that, no. Fortnite? No.
Here's the latest on Operation Jockstrap, that scam where rich people were getting their kids into school.
Varsity Blues. Operation Varsity Blues.
I knew it was
Blues.
Something like that.
Jockstrap.
Days before Lori Loughlin was arrested for scamming her kids into college, her daughter, Olivia Jay, was on a radio show talking about giving advice to fans applying for college. She said she was glad her parents made her go to school and added, it's the coolest thing, DMs from girls like, I'm applying to college right now. What did you do? Like, all this stuff. It's fun. Yada, yada, yada. Oof. In other words, she's an imbecile. Lindsay Lohan thinks she should still be the Little Mermaid. And predictions on the box office open for Avengers Endgame.
$12.
Well,
it is looking massive.
I'll go 140.
They're betting on 250 million.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
No, now I'll go 141.
I'll go on 202.
Now, I overbid on...
That's not this weekend.
No, it's late April.
I was a big Dumbo last time we bid it.
Oh, that was the Dumbo, which has been a disaster.
Which I won.
And there's something else called, it's an annual thing about endangered TV shows. We'll get into that a little bit later. It's not necessarily news. It's just a thing. And we like to do news and not things. All right. 6:57. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon. Fox News. We come back. Rich updates the forecast, the radar, and everything else as rain moves through the area over the next several days. Jay will have random facts. That'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. So there's lots going on.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic easing a little bit closer to the 7 o'clock hour, and it's still a great time to be out traveling because there are no hassles on the roadways. The interstates are rolling just fine. We don't see any problems on the boulevard other than a little bit of traffic building up, and we're stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're driving in out of Prattville or Wetumpka, don't worry about it. You don't have any problems this morning. Just be careful and look out for the buses out picking up kids. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first